Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh and streaming live over the great World Wide Web at this address, WPITAM.com. Before we start today's music, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get a few shouts out there. The first one goes to Katie Bouchaw, who is one of the girls in Sloviani, one of my best dancers, I must say. And yesterday we had a performance at St. Malachy's Nationality Festival where we did our Roma number, our gypsy number. And she had a little bit of an injury to her foot. Someone stepped on it. And today I heard that it's just bruised. So I'm thankful for that. And just wanted to say, yo, Katie, maybe you'll be the princess. She knows what I mean by that. So, and I also want to send a shout out to our good friend, Mike Komachak. I was listening to the program today and I heard him. I know his son Raymond is recording him and then putting everything together. But Mike, come on back soon. It's not a Sunday afternoon without you. You've been on for 60 plus years. Oh man. Oh, you got to come back soon. So let's start today's show. These are songs from Ouge County.
Рова матина не утказує, лепти свого сина.
Join the Carpatha Russian Society on Sunday, October 23rd at the National Carpatha Russian Cultural and Education Center, 915 Dixon Street in Munhall at 2 p.m. for the CRS annual meeting. And at 3:30, the unveiling of the Madzik Lemko collection. For more information about this, you can call John Ragetti, president, at area code 412-749-0675, or you can send him some email at this address, president@c-rs.org. And we will be unveiling the Madzik Lemko collection on that day, so make sure you get out there. A sampling of this collection will be unveiled at our cultural center. The opening is at 3:30 until 5 o'clock. It is open to the public, and admission is free. Acquisition of this collection was made possible by the Lemko Association, Mr. John Timo, good friend of ours, Mr. Jack Mahalo, Mr. M., great friend of mine, former teacher, teacher of my son, and some other people in the Slaviani Folk Ensemble who are also CRS members, as well as the Helen and John Senich Memorial Fund, Marianne and William Mystic, and the Byzantine Catholic Cultural Center, and the CRS New Jersey chapter. So once again, that is the 23rd of October, just a couple weeks away. CRS annual meeting at 2 o'clock and 3:30, the opening of the Madzik Lemko collection. All right. Speaking of Lemko, let's go to Lemkovina. This one, this takes us back to the 1920s. This is a chadodash from the Lemko wedding. Again, way, way back when. Play it, Mark.
Ha ha ha!
bringing back the oldie moldies, if you want to call it that. A couple weeks ago, I got a letter from our good friend Jim, who had asked me the question, where is it here on my paper? It's here. Where is it? All right, he goes, a couple weeks ago, you talked about medzi laboris, and he says, well, the word med equals honey. Well, it does. What does this have to do with the town? Enjoyed the history about the wooden church, and how about I keep talking about this type of history? Well, Jim, med and medzi laboris, they're not related whatsoever. So let me tell you a little bit about laboris or medzi laboris. Medzi laboris lies in the northeastern part of eastern Slovakia. It's located about 30 miles north of Humene. And what about the origin of the name? Well, legend states that there was a river named after Prince Laborets, who ruled in the 9th century around Užhorod and Mukačevo. During a battle, after the fall of the Užhorod castle way, way back when, at the confluence of two rivers, he was caught and executed in the year 903. It is believed that this place was called the village of Sviržava, which was later renamed Labirci. In 1612, I'm having trouble with numbers today, Mark. I can read no problem, but numbers, you know what? I wanted to be a mathematician, be an engineer. I saw a number. It said X equals something. I said, "What? How is this math? When letters equal numbers, no, it doesn't work." But getting back to medzi laboris, in the year 1612, medzi laboris established a sawmill and two other mills in the year 1631, and the first food shops and taverns. Job opportunities in this area were very few, and people were dependent exclusively on agriculture. The standard of living was very low. Medzi laboris citizens live in the surrounding areas, and really nothing changed until they started coming to America. Hey, back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, they said, you know what? We need to do something about it. The mills, the mines, the railroads here in the Pennsylvania area and Pittsburgh area, a lot of people from Upper Zemplin County came to this area and worked in the mills and mines and the railroads. Development of the city and its surroundings did not happen until really in the 1940s and 50s after the war, where a couple companies were created during the quote-unquote collectivization of the communist era. Don't want to say that, but that's what happened. So, medzi laboris, which is called in Russian today, or Labirci, is the name of the village and the town. And as I said, Prince Laborets was captured and hung between those confluences of the river. So, Jim, hopefully this answers your question. And I do have a lot of other questions from Jim, which I am in the process of getting together and will send to him. So let's hear a couple numbers from Labirci. This one is called In Our Labirci. Play it, Mark.
A v našim labirci teče čista voda, spivam sobi, spivam, hodjem nemoloda. Moloda djevčata, išli študovat, we'll be right back.
zvykala, na zabavu poslala. Ej, ej, aho, ja, ne dajte ňa, mamko moja.
Ej, ej, aho, ja, ne dajte ňa, mamko moja.
Iši za mnou na dvír vešla, divko moja, len buď pešla.
Well, as we finish up with La Bieter Chanka from Mezi Laborica, I do got to say, I am talking spontaneously with three or four different people on Facebook. Oh, it's great. We have Wi-Fi here in the studio, so I'm able to bring my laptop and get all those things going. So, you know, let me just give a shout-out to those I am talking to. Хотів би я поздравити Янко Лепінський з Братислави, хто слухає через інтернет. Ай, приятел Андрей Куречка з Мізілабірець студує в Нітрі Словенського Републіці. And I'm also talking to Кікі Співак, who is an American living in... Oh, where is she? Belgrade, I think it is. So, and I'm also talking to a friend of mine, Shannon Tomai, right here in McKees Rocks. You can listen to the Carpathian Russian Society around the world on the internet, live at WPITAM.com, or you can get our archives, go to our website, c-rs.org, and look for Russian Radio. Even though we are sponsored in full by the Carpathian Russian Society, you can also listen. We also need your support, ladies and gentlemen, as I stumble over my words once again. If you're interested in giving a donation to the Carpathian Russian Society Heritage Program, please give me a call, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351, or please send me some email, Russian Radio. At c-rs.org. I love coming here every week and giving you the best in Russian music and news, but we do need your support, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what's next on the hit parade here? We're going to go to Vojvodina. This is Yavor. Yavor, which means the... Oh, goodness. I forget what Yavor is. I'll let you know in a minute because I see Rudy's out here. He can help me. And Kedby Chorna... Ochka, when I had black eyes. Mark, play it. Well, thanks, Rudy. He just told me Yavor is a linden tree. I knew it, but I forgot. Sorry.
Thank you.
The Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church, located at 225 Olivia Street in McKees Rocks, will host a concert of sacred music from the Carpathian Mountains of Eastern Europe on Friday, October 14th. This concert will begin at 7 p.m. and will include selections from liturgical services and religious hymns sung in church Slavonic by the seminary choir of the Blessed Paul Gojdič Seminary in Prešov, Slovakia. The concert is free and open to the public with a free will offering that will support the seminary. Several audio and video recordings of the seminary choir will also be available for purchase at this concert. So if you want to see the Blessed Paul Gojdič Seminary Choir from Prešov, Slovakia, it will be Friday, 7 p.m., Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church, 225 Olivia Street. Next, we're going to go to Lemkovina. This is a group called Club Domol with Idu Domil Idu, which means I'm going home, I'm done. Play it. Mark your calendars for Sunday, October 30th. Will be a big celebration. You got those pencils ready? Start writing. The 30th annual Carpathorussian celebration will be held at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church, located at 201 East Main Street in Uniontown. This will take place from noon until 7 p.m. They will hold their annual ethnic festival in the parish hall. Divine Liturgy will start at 10:30 a.m. There will be ethnic foods such as holubke, pirohi, halushka, klobasa, with sauerkraut. So klobasa, I'm not even going to try it. Klobasa with sauerkraut, soup, potato pancakes, palachinka, baked goods, and much more. The annual event will feature CRS group member, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, at p.m., a group of Russian folk musicians, and, you know, it's me, my brother-in-law, Andrei Pidkilka, and his wife Solomia, and I don't know what we're going to call ourselves. We're not Ruski Muzikanti. I think we're going to call ourselves Skupina Halushka, which means the mixed group. Let me know. Let's get a new name going for us. So we will play Chadodasha, Polka, and other Russian and Eastern European favorites at 1:30 and also at 4:30. John Rigetti, president of the CRS, will give a cooking demonstration at 2 p.m. and speak on Russian history and customs at 4 o'clock. The CRS will have a display of artifacts, authentic costumes, and much, much more. We'll tell you more about this in the upcoming weeks. But for information, please call area code 724-438-6027 or 724-438-8412. And we're going to just finish out the rest of the day with Uj Valley, songs from there. This is Ensemble Uj Horod and our good friend Viktor Shostak.
Charnaya, si charnaya.
once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Poloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуем, что се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, что я вам любил наш несный программ. Pozivame vas slušati sljedujušu nedjelju o 5:30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i s Bogom!